ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
Translation: That is book in which there is no rib, guidance for the muttaqin. The next topic is there is no doubt in the Quran. The book is the Quran, and rib means doubt. As-Suddi said that Abu Malik and Abu Salih narrated from Ibn Abbas and Murrah al-Hamdani, narrated from Ibn Mas'ud and several other companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in which there is no rib means about which there is no doubt. Abu Darda, Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Sa'id bin Jubair, Abu Malik, Nafi', Ata, Abu Al-Aliyah, Al-Rabi' bin Anas, Muqatil bin Hayyan, As-Suddi, Qutada, and Ismail bin Abi Khalid said similarly. In addition, Ibn Abi Hatim said, I do not know of any disagreement over this explanation. The meaning of this is that the book, the Quran, is without a doubt revealed from Allah. Similarly, Allah said in Surah As-Sajda, translation, Alif Lam Mim, the revelation of the book, this Quran, in which there is no doubt, is from the Lord of all that exists. Chapter 32, verse 1-2, Al-Quran. Some scholars stated that this ayah, that is chapter 2, verse number 2, contains a prohibition, meaning do not doubt the Quran. Furthermore, some of the reciters of the Quran pause upon reading, translation, there is no doubt, and then they continue, translation, in which there is guidance for the muttaqin, the pious and righteous persons. However, it is better to pause at, translation, in which there is no doubt, because in this case, that is, guidance becomes an attribute of the Quran and carries a better meaning than in which there is guidance. The next topic is guidance is granted to those who have taqwa. Hidayah, that is correct guidance, is only granted to those who have taqwa, that is fear of Allah. Allah said, say, it is for those who believe, a guide and a healing. And as for those who disbelieve, there is heaviness, that is deafness in their ears. And it, that is the Quran, is blindness for them. They are those who are called from a place far away, so they neither listen nor understand. Chapter 41, verse 44, Al-Quran. And when we send down of the Quran, that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe in Islamic monotheism and act on it, and it increases the zalimeen, that is wrongdoers, in nothing but loss. Chapter 7, verse 82, Al-Quran. This is a sample of the numerous ayat indicating that the believers in particular benefit from the Quran. That is because the Quran is itself a form of guidance, but the guidance in it is only granted to the righteous. Just as Allah said, O mankind, there has come to you a good advice from your Lord, that is the Quran, enjoining all that is good and forbidding all that is evil, and a healing for that disease of ignorance, doubt, hypocrisy, and differences, which is in your breasts, a guidance and a mercy, explaining lawful and unlawful things for the believers. Chapter 10, verse 57, Al-Quran. Ibn Abbas and Ibn Mas'ud and other companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, guidance for the muttaqin, that is the pious and righteous persons, means a light for those who have taqwa. The next topic is the meaning of al-muttaqin. Ibn Abbas said about guidance for the muttaqin that it means they are the believers who avoid shirk with Allah and who work in His obedience. Ibn Abbas also said that al-muttaqin means those who fear Allah's punishment, which would result if they abandoned the true guidance that they recognize and know. They also hope in Allah's mercy by believing in what He revealed. Further, Qatada said that al-muttaqin are those whom Allah has described in His statement, who believe in the ghaib and perform the salah. Chapter 2, verse number 3, Al-Quran. And the following ayat. Ibn Jarir stated that the ayah, chapter 2, verse number 2, includes all of these meanings that the scholars have mentioned, and this is the correct view. Also, At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah narrated that Atiyah As-Sa'di said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the servant will not acquire the status of the muttaqin until he abandons what is harmless out of fear of falling into that which is harmful. At-Tirmidhi then said, Hasan Gharib. There are two types of hidayah, that is guidance. Huda here means the faith that resides in the heart, and only Allah is able to create it in the heart of the servants. Allah said, Verily, you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guide not whom you like. Not upon you, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is their guidance. Chapter 2, verse 272, Al-Quran. Whomsoever Allah sends astray, none can guide him. Chapter 7, verse 186, Al-Quran. And he whom Allah guides, he is rightly guided. But he whom he sends astray, for him you will find no wali, that is guiding friend, to lead him to the right path. Chapter 18, verse 17, Al-Quran. Huda also means to explain the truth, give direction and lead to it. Allah the Exalted said, And verily, you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are indeed guiding to mankind, to the straight path, that is Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism. Chapter 42, verse 52, Al-Quran. You are only a warner, and to every people there is a guide. Chapter 13, verse 7, Al-Quran. And as for Thamud, we showed and made clear to them that the path of truth, that is Islamic monotheism, through our messenger, that is showed them the way of success, but they preferred blindness to guidance. Chapter 41, verse 17, Al-Quran, testifying to this meaning. Also Allah said, and shown him the two ways, that is good and evil. Chapter 90, verse 10, Al-Quran. This is the view of the scholars who said that the two ways refer to the paths of righteousness and evil, which is also the correct explanation, and Allah knows best. The next topic is meaning of taqwa. The root meaning of taqwa is to avoid what one dislikes. It was reported that Umar bin al-Khattab asked Ubay bin Ka'ab about taqwa. Ubay said, Have you ever walked on a path that has thorns on it? Umar said, Yes. Ubay said, What did you do then? He said, I rolled up my sleeves and struggled. Ubay said, That is taqwa.